Welcome to Rise FM, Puti. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Very well. We're so excited to talk to you, my man. Where are you right now? Are you still in school or you've knocked off?
I'm still in school.
Still in school?
Yes.
Young man, we are amazed by your ingenuity. We are amazed by the technology we hear you have developed. Tell us a little bit about what you have created.
I create a water car. It's a car that it uses combustion engine to run, but that water it don't run through to the engine. It uses hydrogen gases to run that car. Hmm. So it's a car that runs with water, internal combustion engine car.
Now, when you announce that you have created this technology, have you had any offers of people coming to you saying they are going to help you to protect, patent your technology? What kind of people have been coming to you so far?
Not really. I don't know people that they come to me to say they will help me about my project.
Oh, I hear that the MEC of Education in Limpopo visited you a few days ago.
Yes.
What was the conversation between you and the MEC?
He was talking about to support my project and to protect that project because it's a good project.
Yeah, the reason why I decided to make this call to you, my brother, I want to advise you around the issues of protecting what you have there. What you have created, my brother, is too big. It will change the future of the world. And as a result, it makes it also a very dangerous information. My advice to you, my brother, from a stranger, but from a brother also to another brother, is that protect this thing and hide it. What you can do, my best advice to you would be, since the MEC of Education has come to you and say, young man, we want to help you protect it, what you should be asking from the department is a bursary or a scholarship to go and further your engineering studies so that you can be able to go and protect this technology by yourself. Many people will be coming to you in the near future, coming to you, giving you all sorts of offers. And these offers will look good. They will look shiny. They will look like it is what you need. But I am telling you, what you have is worth trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in the world. It needs to be protected. Sit on it. Don't give it to anyone. If anybody comes to you, says, show us, how do you do it? Shut your mouth and do not tell them anything. But are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
Protect it, my brother. Protect it, protect it. You are sitting on gold. Don't let anyone come close to that gold. Hide it. Put it away. And then when you are ready to patent it. But right now, ask for a scholarship from your government, your provincial government. They will be ready to help you. No MEC just goes to meet anyone. They are caring right now. They're saying, we want to see you win. Ask for the scholarship so that you can further your studies, but you must protect what you have.
Okay.
Is your principal with you there?
Yes. Yeah.
May I please talk to your principal?
Okay.
All right. Are you done speaking to Monet?
I'm done speaking to him. Is that the principal?
Okay. No. The principal is here with us.
Okay. May I please speak to the principal?
Yes.
The principal is here.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm very well, sir. I have a solemn request to you.
Okay.
Sir. That young man there needs to be protected.
That's what we're doing.
What he's carrying will change the future of the entire world.
Okay.
So therefore, there are many people who are going to come and offer all sorts of things.
Okay.
But what he has needs to be hidden and protected. The best thing to do for him right now is to ask for a scholarship from the government of Limpopo so that he can go and further his studies, so that he can be able to then now develop this feather and protect it, patent it. But do not allow anyone who says, show us, how do you do this? They are going to run with it, and 10 years later, we'll be looking at the young man and saying, but a young man from Limpopo developed this technology. It is now taken by people from all over the world and is benefiting nothing. He needs to be protected, sir. I am leaving it to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We thank you so much, sir.
Bye.
What is your surname?
Masere Sere.
Masere Sere. Henda, we appreciate you, sir. Protect that young
man. Thank you very much.
We'll leave him in your capable hands. We'll be checking up on him in the next few months, but he needs to be protected. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. God bless.
Danko.